Blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush calls Abbas. George W. Bush is called to congratulate Mahmoud Abbas and is inviting the newly elected Palestinian leader to come for a visit. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says the two men spent about 10 minutes on the phone, and he says Bush sent kudos for a strong victory in the Palestinian elections and said he looks forward to working with Abbas toward creating a Palestinian state. McClellan says Bush told Abbas he hopes to join one day with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and declare, quote, we have peace. In the meantime, he told Abbas that he would be welcome to visit Washington when he's comfortable about doing so. The two men actually have met before. When Abbas was prime minister under Arafat, he even visited the White House in 2003. By contrast, Bush regarded Arafat as an obstacle to peace. The new Palestinian leader started his new role with words about peace. Abbas says Palestinians are, quote, ready for peace and are extending their hands to Israel. Meanwhile, Israel has a new coalition government today that supports Ariel Sharon's plan to evacuate Jewish settlements this summer. New ministers have taken their oaths of office after a close vote and 3.5-hour debates in the Knesset. The new government gives the prime minister a solid cabinet majority in favor of his plan to pull out of Gaza. All 21 Jewish settlements there are slated for evacuation, plus 4 in the West Bank. Pro-settler parties quit the government last summer, and Sharon lost his majority then. To win it back, he had to rely on support from more dovish opposition members because many in his own party rejected his pullout plan. Sharon's coalition now holds 66 of the 120 seats in the parliament. A U.S. soldier says that he saw Army Specialist Charles Grainer punch an Iraqi detainee at Abu Ghraib prison just after an infamous photograph was taken. That description comes as testimony is underway in Grainer's court-martial. He is accused of leading the abuse at the prison in Iraq. His trial, the first one, connected with the scandal. The witness says he saw Grainer pose for a photo holding a detainee as if he were going to hit him. Once the photo was taken, the witness says Grainer actually did punch the prisoner. Another witness says Grainer was laughing and having a good time as he made naked prisoners pose in the photos. The U.S. Supreme Court will not accept an appeal from four men in Florida who challenged a state ban on adoption by gay couples. The justices offered no comment in rejecting the case. Florida is the only state in the country with a blanket law prohibiting homosexuals from adopting children. Opponents argue the law makes no sense because it excludes potential parents. For thousands of abandoned kids, supporters say Florida has the power to promote traditional mother-father families. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
May not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. Lindsay Moran, author of Blowing My Cover, My Life as a CIA Spy, talks about blowing her cover and her life as a CIA spy. Plus, Iraqi refugees, remember them? Nadia McCaffrey from Military Families for Peace discusses her recent emotional trip to the Iraqi-Jordanian border. Plus, call in and ask a vet.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Phone number is 866-303-2270. You can join in anytime you like. I apologize for the weird-sounding voice. Kathy and the baby and I are dealing with a viral cold. Before we get into it tonight, with the usual format that you hear on this program, I would like to just pause for a second and say something about a guy named Scott Lowry, who posted at Democratic Underground under the name Kefra. Kathy and I met him at the first anti-war march, anti-Iraq war march, a couple of years ago in Washington, D.C. That was when we first met Will Rivers Pitt and a lot of other folks who are Democratic Underground supporters, posters, stalwarts, member of that community. We met Kefra just that one time. And we liked him enormously. And on Saturday, he was found at his computer terminal at his desk, dead. There's no official cause of death yet. It's my understanding there's going to be an autopsy. But he was a good guy. He was an American. He was a patriot. He was a Howard Dean supporter. And you know, unless you were a regular Democratic Underground, his name really doesn't mean anything. And I apologize for asking people who don't know who I'm talking about to take just this brief minute to listen to me go on about this guy. I didn't know him that well, but I just knew that he was a man of a deep political conviction and compassion and understanding. And Kathy and I liked him. And that's all I have to say about that. Yeah, Kathy just said in my headphones, he contributed quite a bit to the program. He sent stuff in to Kathy that we used, Kathy used. So That's all. In Mississippi, they have decided, two southern Mississippi counties have decided to ban John Stewart's book, the best-selling book, America, the book, because it has, as parody, nude depictions of the nine U.S. Supreme Court justices. The director of the Jackson George, I believe those are counties, regional library system of eight libraries in those two counties said, quote, I've been a librarian for 40 years and this is the only book I've objected to so strongly that I wouldn't allow it to circulate. Walmart has declined to stock the book because of the page. The page features the faces of the nine Supreme Court justices superimposed over naked bodies. Ooh. The facing page has cutouts of the justices' robes, and there's a caption that asks readers to restore their dignity by matching each justice with his or her respective robe. Ooh. Now, you know, the book was written by Jon Stewart and some of the writers of The Daily Show. That's the Comedy Central fake news program. It was released in September, 15 weeks New York Times bestseller list, named Book of the Year by Publishers Weekly. Former English teacher in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, said the library shouldn't decide what is in poor taste. The teacher said it just really seemed kind of silly to me. I don't think the Supreme Court justices have filed any defamation of character or libel suits. It's humor. No, it's not humor in Bush's America. It's not humor. It's terrorism. Halliburton, whose operations in Iran, part of the Axis of Evil, have come under investigation by U.S. authorities. Halliburton bid on and won the right to drill a huge Iranian gas field. That was announced over the weekend. Meanwhile, a U.S. grand jury in Texas has subpoenaed Halliburton, trying to get information about its Cayman Islands units work in Iran, where it's illegal for U.S. companies to operate. But you see, Halliburton has a P.O. box in the Cayman Islands, so it's legal. More from the Bush crime family. See how this works? Halliburton says it's not illegal for offshore subsidiaries to work in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Halliburton has won the bid to drill two phases of what is called the South Pars gas field in the Gulf, which sits on the world's biggest reservoir of natural gas. That's one of the reasons we want to go to Iran and kill people and overthrow the government. We want the gas. So the Iranians know that eventually Bush will attack and kill them and kill their people and bomb their cities and send in National Guard units and reserve units from the United States to kill and die. In the meantime, Halliburton is just doing what Halliburton always does, trades with the enemy. Only it's not really the enemy. They just call it the enemy so that the red staters have something to experience fear and loathing about. Meanwhile, the Bush crime family, all of its members, laugh their asses off and get richer and fatter and eat more human blood and human corpses. The Bush crime family has imposed sanctions to prevent companies from doing business with OPEC's second biggest producer, that's Iran, because it accuses Iran of developing atomic warheads and sponsoring terror networks. But that's all right for Dick Cheney. That's all right for Halliburton. Doesn't matter. On the one hand, Cheney sets up the policy that sends Americans to death. He sets up the policy that murders tens of thousands of Iraqis. On the other hand, he does business with the next country that we're going to invade, Iran. It's just unbelievable. Imagine if Al Gore would have had an oil services company or a gas services company and never mind. All the news today was about Dan Rather, not about Halliburton doing business in Iran. An audit of the spending in Texas of nearly $600 million in our money, federal anti-terrorism funds. The audit found that some of the money was spent on, well, let's call it spent improperly. One county bought a trailer to haul lawnmowers to mow the lawns at drag race venues. $600 million in federal anti-terrorism funds misspent by Texas. But Texas is a Republican state. They can do whatever they want to do. If you don't like it, you're a terrorist. Leave the country. In Ohio, Ken Blackwell, that state's chief elections officer, who was accused of mishandling the presidential vote in Ohio, sent a fundraising letter for his own upcoming campaign to be governor, 2006, that was accompanied by a request for illegal contributions. Included in the letter was a pledge card. Now, this is from Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, a Republican who co-chaired the Bush-Cheney election campaign in Ohio. And the card said, corporate and personal checks are welcome. Corporate donations are illegal in Ohio. Tell me that the Secretary of State doesn't know that. A spokesperson for the Blackwell campaign said,
oh, well, if any money comes in that way, we'll send it back.
Now, we'll have some more Flying Monkey insanity in a second, but first, this song for Scott Kefra at Democratic Underground. Godspeed. Godspeed, Kefra.
Oh, it's rush hour now, on the wheel and the plow, and the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet mother, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. Oh, the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here? Just drive me crazy.
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978. 800-603-9978.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
We have quite a bit of ground to cover tonight. I hope we can do it all. So many flying monkeys to shoot down tonight. I don't know where to begin. The Abu Ghraib cheerleading pyramids, Negroponte's ongoing obsession with death squads, the problem with, as Bush put it, Iraq's erections. That's what he called it. Iraq's erections, or the really big important story the Bush crime family hopes will wash all the ugly news items away, the firing at CBS over reporting Bush's Texas Air National Guard desertion. So we'll try to get to as much of it tonight as we can. Mike in New Jersey wants to know what the hell it's all about. He says, okay, the CBS's Bush National Guard story. Mike writes, I'm still trying to get this straight. So it's okay for Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld to rush us to war. Can you say myopic zeal? Without checking their facts, a war that's taken tens of thousands of innocent lives and ruined countless others. But heaven forbid anyone make a mistake releasing a story critical of Bush, and heads must continue to roll. What's more, Mike writes, the right-wingers are still saying that Dan Rather got off too easily. Nothing's ever enough for these bloodsuckers, is it? Anyway, Mike writes, I ask you and your listeners, would this have happened under Clinton? Or is it more evidence of, as you've put it, the rise of American Nazism? Well, Mike, of course, it's the Bush crime family's own version of Nazism. They've been waiting for this since the 30s, when Prescott Bush assisted Hitler's rise to power by working through the bank. What was the bank in New York having? By guaranteeing bank loans to German industrialists who were building Hitler's war machine until Roosevelt finally had to threaten Prescott Bush with prison or trading with the enemy act if he didn't stop. This was at a time after We had gone to war with the Nazis. So the Bush crime family has been deeply involved in Nazism since, well, I don't know, for at least 80 years. Let's get the CBS news story out of the way as quickly as possible. Four CBS employees, including three executives, have been sent packing because of this disputed story about Bush's National Guard service. What is interesting, the report put together a 224-page report, which was made public today. The panel that put it together said it was not prepared to brand the documents in question as outright forgeries. You see? So the issue here is not George W. Bush and his desertion. That's not what the panel was about. The panel was put together to see if CBS News did something wrong, rushed to the air in this case with a story that hadn't been thoroughly checked, which apparently they did. Asked to resign were Senior Vice President Betsy West, 60 Minutes Wednesday Executive Producer Josh Howard, Senior Broadcast Producer Mary Murphy, and of course the producer, the award-winning producer, Mary Mapes. This is where we are. This is the end. Whatever bit of investigative journalism was still left in this country is finished now. You understand that? You do understand that, right? Okay. The issue of whether or not CBS relied on a source that was unreliable is, in my opinion, totally beside the point, given what passes for news today. Now, I know, okay, all right. You know, don't compromise your Malloy. You know, don't get into situational ethics here, Malloy. What CBS did was wrong. In the field of journalism, was it wrong? Okay, let's call it wrong. In the context of what's going on in this country and where this country is being led by this psychopath in the White House, the story itself is still true. But now, you see, to the knuckle-draggers, the mouth-breeders, the Limbaugh followers, the story is now total exoneration for George W. Bush. He never deserted his Air National Guard unit. He never disappeared into the beer-swilling drunken orgies in Alabama. He never passed up his physical because he was so whacked out on cocaine he never would have passed it. None of it happened. It was Dan Rather. It was that bastard Dan Rather. Dan Rather did it. This goes all the way back to, what, 1991? Was it back then when Bush was running against, Herbert Bush was running against Clinton? And Dan Rather and Herbert Bush got into this little on-the-air thing. Herbert Bush tried to tell Dan Rather to go pound sand up his ass, and Dan Rather tried to tell George Herbert that he didn't feel like doing that, and he was looking for an answer to his question. Well, ever since then, Dan has been in the crosshairs. Is Dan Rather kind of a nut job? I don't know. Is he? You watch him. I watch him. Blah, 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 blah. But the story's not Dan Rather. The story is not Mrs. Mape or Miss Mapes. The story is not the three fired executives. The story is, once again, the Bush crime family falls into a vat of stewed owl droppings and comes up smelling like Mary Tyler Moore? I don't know. Quick break, we'll be back. To make ends meet, you can brighten up their day, keep the facts out of their way. Just simplify the complex, repeat, repeat, repeat. Propaganda. Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For
every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust, Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin from Morning Sedition. The people of the Indian Ocean region need your help. The recent tsunami has left thousands of people with nothing. The devastation is being measured in the billions of dollars, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. Please go to airamericaradio.com and click on the tsunami relief banner for a list of reputable organizations who are delivering relief. The victims of this tragedy must start over with almost nothing, so please take a moment and make a donation. Remember, where there's help, there's hope.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. So in Mississippi, they're using Homeland Security funds to buy lawnmowers so they can mow the lawns at drag strips. In D.C., in Washington, D.C., the Bush administration is refusing to reimburse the District of Columbia for costs associated with next week's inauguration. That means the city of Washington is going to have to come up with $12 million from Homeland Security money. Bush administration officials told the District of Columbia that it should cover the expenses by using some of the $200 million in federal Homeland Security grants it has received in the past 3 years. Now, of course, that was money given to the city because it's among the places at highest risk of a terrorist attack, right? Do you folks get it yet? The Bush administration doesn't give a damn about Homeland Security. This thing is a huge cash cow, just like Iraq is, just like Halliburton, just like Iran will be. How much more are we going to take? How much more are we going to take? The mayor of Washington said that the city's cost for the inauguration will total about $17 million, most of it related to security, since Bush is the most hated United States president probably in the history of the planet. $17 million, most of it for security. City officials, Washington officials, said they can use an unspent $5.5 million from an annual federal fund that reimburses the district for costs incurred because of its status as the capital. But that leaves $12 million not covered. So the Bush crime family says, we'll take it out of Homeland Security, moron. What the hell are you coming to us for? Now, remember, the cost of Bush's coronation is roughly $40 million, and that's being picked up by people who do business with the federal government, all the thugs and cheats and snakes and skunks and killers and murderers. But security? Let the poor people of Washington, D.C. pay for that. Dear God. Ugh. And then this. Charles Grainer, U.S. Army specialist who is on trial facing a bunch of years for his torture tactics at Abu Ghraib prison. You know, he's the guy who knocked up Christy, what's her name? Linda English. No, not, is it English? Linda English? Okay. Yeah, England. Christy England. Stop the show. Lindy England. Thank you. All right. It's the pseudoepinephrine I'm taking. So the guy that knocked her up, Charles Grainer, he's the accused ringleader in this prisoner abuse scandal. His lawyer today, in opening statements, compared that stack of naked prisoners that were piled into pyramids. He compared that to cheerleaders. And he said that, remember the pictures of the human beings on leashes? He said that is that's acceptable. Guy Womack, who is Grainer's attorney, I bet he loves Rush Limbaugh, said in opening arguments to the 10-member U.S. military jury, don't cheerleaders all over America form pyramids 6 to 8 times a year? Is that torture? Attorney Womack said using the strap that was around these prisoners' necks was a valid method of controlling detainees, especially those who might be soiled with feces. Womack said, you're keeping control of them. A tether is a valid control to be used in corrections. In Texas, we'd lasso them and drag them out. You hear that? He also compared the leash to parents who place tethers on their toddlers while walking in shopping malls. Grainer's defense is that he was following orders. He was just doing his job. Following his orders and being praised for it. Didn't we send the best minds from the United States and Great Britain and France and the Soviet Union to Nuremberg, Germany, when the war was over, and said and established people were hanged because of the principle, no, you can't claim that you're just following orders. You can't do that. What's happened to us, Truth Seeker? Do you have any idea what's happened to us? In the report from the Reuters news agency, it gets pretty weird. It talks about Grainer beating hooded prisoners, punching them in their temples, knocking them senseless. It just goes on and on, right? It just goes on and on. So Grainer's attorney says, no, 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 no. Stacking prisoners in pyramids are just like cheerleaders. Now, this is the Rush Limbaugh defense. This is what how this filthy, filthy, filthy Rush Limbaugh over the past 10, 12 years has so corrupted and polluted this country. Now his parrot, Sean Hannity, does the same thing. To state categorically that what occurred as our society spirals down into torture and murder of prisoners, to state that it was nothing more than fraternity pranks, which is precisely what Limbaugh did. It's mind-boggling. Did the prisoners look like cheerleaders to you, Truth Seekers? Are cheerleaders in America often smeared with feces and wired to car batteries and raped with broomsticks? We now live in a nation where a lawyer thinks it's even possible that this jury is going to accept a defense that the torture mongers at Abu Ghraib were just acting, stacking people like they were cheerleaders. Only in Bush's America would this even be a possible defense. Or Hitler's Germany, or Stalin's Russia. That's how sick. Is there no end to this? Is there no end to this? And now the so-called Salvador option for Iraq. Death squads. Now, on this program, when I was on the other network, before I came to work here, we talked about the former death squad supporters in the Reagan-Bush administration that are now deeply embedded in the Bush 2 crime family. People like Elliot Abrams, people like John Negroponte, the list goes on and on. These people are real beasts. They're beasts. The Pentagon now is considering creating death squads in Iraq. This is the so-called Salvador option. That was the clandestine operation used in all of Central America back in the 80s, but especially in El Salvador. You want to see a good movie sometime? Go rent Salvador. Go rent it. But you don't need the movie. That just gives you a nice fictional representation of what these murderers did. Negroponte, Abrams, Bush 1, Reagan, Kissinger, on and on and on. When it looked like the Salvadoran rebels might overthrow the right-wing death squad-backed government in El Salvador, we didn't know it, but our tax money, we funded the death squads, which killed hundreds, thousands of innocent civilians, union organizers, nuns, priests, social workers, socialists, communists. Pick up this week's Newsweek. According to Newsweek, Or go to MSNBC.com, whatever. According to Newsweek, the Pentagon has dragged that model of terror and horror and mass death out of the darkness and has decided now, well, last time we got in trouble because we kept it hidden. This time we're going to put it right out there, then we won't get in trouble. Jesus God. And you know the horrible part? The Christian right in this country will support this. They will support it. To this moment, it's unclear what these death squads would do. Will they assassinate their targets or snatch them and send them to secret facilities for torture and interrogation and then be murdered? Where are we? Rumsfeld has been holding El Salvador up as a model for Iraq for months. And during the vice presidential debates, remember Dick Cheney saying, 20 years ago, we had a similar situation in El Salvador. We had a guerrilla insurgency that controlled roughly a third of the country, 75,000 people dead, and we held free elections. And today, El Salvador is a whale of a lot better because we held free elections. 75,000 people dead, and the blood of those people is all over Dick Cheney. Where are we? In the name of whatever you consider holy, what has happened to this country? What has happened? Do you know what has happened to our country here? Death, mass death, Bush. We'll be right back.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it.
John Negroponte, who is the current U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and when it's all over, Negroponte will be the CEO of the largest U.S. embassy on Earth. It's not the one in Great Britain, not the one in Russia, not the one in Japan. It's in Iraq. He is obviously no stranger to death squads. His buddy in Honduras back in the 80s, Negroponte's buddy, was the chief of the Honduran National Police Force, General Gustavo Alvarez Martinez. Now, Martinez was the one who ran the Battalion 316. That's what it was called. It was nothing more than a death squad. I don't believe I'm sitting here talking about this. Battalion 316, their sole function was to kidnap, torture, and then murder as many people as they could in that godforsaken country. Negroponte knew about it and covered it up. And now they want to institute death squads in Iraq. And it's being done in your name and my name. The next time you travel overseas and somebody steps out of the shadows and slices your spouse's throat, or the next time your American son or daughter is traveling someplace, I don't know, Middle East, India, Europe, and someone steps out of the shadows and cuts his or her throat and lies him or her down on the ground to bleed to death, now you'll understand why, Mr. or Miss American. The rest of the world understands what we are, what we've done, what we continue to do. Elliot Abrams. He was one of the people who thought the so-called Salvador option in the 80s was wonderful. I remember the slaughter. A U.S.-trained military unit massacred hundreds of people in this little tiny Salvadoran hamlet of El Mazote. Look it up if you don't know about it. E-L-M-O-Z-O-T-E. Do a Google on it. We have a break coming. Read about it. Abrams told Congress that the story was nothing but communist propaganda. said it didn't happen. Hundreds of peaceful villagers were machine gunned, were butchered. When the UN finally investigated and issued a report that said the vast majority of death in El Salvador was committed by Reagan-assisted death squads, Abrams said the administration's record on El Salvador is one of fabulous achievements. And, of course, Abrams was convicted of lying to Congress about Iran-Contra in 1987, which was connected to the slaughter in Central America, and then he was pardoned by George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992. So here we are. This is astonishing. My country and my government is sickening me. I'll be honest with you. I genuinely don't know how much more of this I can handle. I don't know about you, but I don't know how much more of this I can take. Do you? Have you thought about this? What is the tipping point for you, Truth Seeker? At what point do you say, when you find out this stuff, And God knows, we are probably finding out a tenth of what's going on with these murderous criminals, the Bush crime family. But at what point do you, because I'm asking myself this question, at what point do you say, that's it, I can't handle being an American any longer? I just can't. At what point? Now, I know I'm going to get a whole bunch of emails. Oh, well, you know, we got to work for democracy. We got to build the Democratic Party. We have to do this and we have to do that. And yeah, and that's fine. I'm not trying to mock that. That's how some people are going to react. Others of us are going to say, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Got a job to do. Got mortgage payment to make. Got to get my kid in college. Some of us are going to go nuts. Some of us are just going to go crazy. Some of us are going to run screaming into the streets with a semiotic or fully automatic weapon shooting at things. Some of us are just going to leave. Some of us are just going to say, that's it, I've had enough. Well, what's your tipping point? Do you have a tipping point? How much more of this can you handle? How much more of this can you handle? All the Reagan, Bush, the first criminals and death squad torturers are back. All of them. Negroponte, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Abrams, the PNAC crew, Oliver North. This is just, I don't know, just think about it for a second, okay? And if you don't know about El Mazote, do a quick Google while we take a break here, all right? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As you probably know, USA Today reported a few days ago that Armstrong Williams, a conservative columnist and talk show host, was paid $250,000 by the Bush administration to promote its No Child Left Behind education bill, and he did not disclose this arrangement. I ran into Williams this weekend. He stuck to his main talking point and said this was merely a case of bad judgment. He also said he's not the only one who has done this. Other conservative journalists on the GOP payroll? Who are they, I asked. No, he said. No names. But Williams has said that what he did was a mistake. If he knows about other conservatives making the same mistake, then shouldn't he say so? Wouldn't that be a way to show that he is truly sorry for casting a stain upon the right-wing media? Armstrong, we're waiting. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24-7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so as I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ow!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. No prayer, no crosses. Legal battles are now emerging over some religious issues about the inauguration ceremonies later this month. A conservative group is threatening to sue the U.S. Secret Service for religious discrimination over security guidelines that would ban Christian crosses from Bush's inaugural parade route. The Secret Service says the guidelines were meant to prohibit large structures that could be used as weapons. Crosses were the only religious symbols on the list of banned items. This was a December 17th directive to the National Park Service, the Secret Service mandating signs and placards along the parade route down Pennsylvania Avenue had to be made of cardboard, poster board, or cloth, and they could be no more than 3 feet wide or 20 feet long. The directive also specifically prohibited folding chairs, bicycles, and other structures and displays, quote, such as puppets, papier-mâché objects, coffins, crates, crosses, theaters, cages, and statues. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is now asking a court to dismiss an atheist lawsuit to ban prayer at the inaugural. The government says there have been prayers at presidential inaugurals for more than 200 years, and that should not change. So it's asking a federal court to throw out a lawsuit filed by atheist Michael Newdow, who's trying to bar the saying of a prayer, George W. Bush's inaugural. Newdow is best known for trying to get the courts to remove the "under God" reference from the Pledge of Allegiance. He says using prayer in the inaugural is unconstitutional, but the government says it's been happening since 1789 and is widely accepted. A federal appeals panel threw out a similar lawsuit last year. George W. Bush said today America will be aiding victims of the South Asian tsunami long after the disaster stopped making headlines. Speaking to government and private relief agency workers in Washington today, Bush declared the focus has got to stay on this part of the world. Bush got an Oval Office briefing from Secretary of State Colin Powell just back from the hardest hit areas. And then Bush visited the headquarters of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And he thanked officials for helping direct what he called one of history's greatest displays of compassion. But he said the task is only just starting. He said rehabilitation and reconstruction aid will be needed over the long term to help tsunami victims get back on their feet. The Indonesian military is paying closer attention now to foreigners helping with the tsunami relief effort. As fears of rebel clashes start to rise, officials there are asking aid organizations to list the names and locations of their workers. one of Indonesia's most devastated areas, the Aceh province, is in the territory where rebels have been fighting the Indonesian government for years. In fact, all foreigners were banned from one area until just after last month's earthquake and tsunamis. This is Air America.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today. Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. It's the third anniversary of Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay. Happy birthday, possibly permanent residents of unconstitutionally detained mystery people. Plus, the return of pen-wielding muckraker Art Spiegelman, the creator of Mouse. And we'll take a trip to Planet Bush on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Moving on briefly, because I want to get your calls tonight, to the Gonzalez hearing the other day, televised Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez. This is a guy who had just unquestioned loyalty to Bush, and he's been rewarded now by being nominated to be Attorney General of the United States. If you watched him during his testimony, we played some of the sound, the lies, the half-witted answers, the I'll get back to yous, that sort of thing. Unbelievable stuff. This is a guy who wrote the torture memo in August of 2002. There were several that he wrote having to do with the Geneva Conventions and the right of the United States to torture people that we have in our custody. 2.5 years, anything that's happened, Abu Ghraib, it rests right in the lap of Mr. Gonzalez. And about 7 or 8 other people in the Bush crime family. But Gonzalez is the one who convinced this moron in the White House that it would be okay. Now, Gonzalez, in a moment, I'm going to ask the folks in Detroit to have ready I'm sorry, in New York. What did I say, Detroit? In New York. A clip of Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden, from the Gonzales hearing. But before we play it, Gonzales concurred with, commissioned, advised our people that the following was permissible. Sodomy with two prisoners. Sodomy with a broomstick or a metal object. Severe beatings. Simulated drowning. Electric shock. Attaching electrodes to penises and testicles. Forced masturbation. Pulling out fingernails. Pushing lit cigarettes into ears. Chaining prisoners hand and foot in a fetal position without food or water until they defecated all over themselves. Forced standing on one leg in the sun. Threatened suffocation, gagging with duct tape, tormenting with strobe lights, sleep deprivation, hooding, you know what hooding is, repeated prolonged rectal exams, hanging by arms from hooks, serious dog bites, bending back fingers, intense isolation for more than 3 months, grabbing and crushing genitals, severe burning, stacking of naked prisoners in pyramids, injecting with drugs, leaving bullets in the bodies of wounded prisoners, taping naked prisoners to a board, shooting into containers with men inside, keeping prisoners in small outdoor cages regardless of the weather, pepper spraying in the face, forcing heads into toilets and flushing, threatening with live burial, threatening with drowning, threatening with electrocution, threatening with rape, threatening with death, beating prisoners to death, killing wounded prisoners, throwing people off bridges into rivers and drowning, rape and murder. That is Alberto Gonzales. As Marjorie Cohn wrote at Truth Out today. You know, your typical cheerleading stunts and fraternity hazing. This is where we are. Do you understand? This guy, Alberto Gonzales, signed off on, authorized, gave permission for what I just listed for you. Now, let's hear Senator Joe Biden at the hearing the other day for Gonzales. Here's what Biden said.
Your judgment was not as good as the judgment of the Secretary of State. Your judgment was not as good or as sound as the chief lawyer from the JAG. Your judgment was not as sound. And the question I want to debate about is the judgment. How did you arrive at this? Different than these serious people like you who thought what you were doing, recommending to the president in the various memos, was jeopardizing the security of American troops. And that's what I want to get back to. But I want to explain to the public and anybody, listen, this is not about your integrity. This is not a witch hunt. This is about your judgment. That's all we're trying to do. And so when I get to ask my questions, I hope you'll be candid about it. Because, not that it's relevant, I like you. I like you. You are real. You're the real deal.
I like you. I like you, Joe Biden says. And some of you folks who sent me emails over the weekend begging me not to continue to blast the Democratic Party, are you serious? Are you serious in sending me an email like that? Joe Biden? Now, I'm a talk show host. And I just read to you, Marjorie Cohn is a writer. And I just read to you a list of the atrocities being committed in the name of the American public, authorized by Alberto Gonzales. And Joe Biden says, I like you, you're the real deal. Stinking, filthy, filthy. It's just beyond belief. Beyond belief. I like you. Would Joe Biden like Alberto if Joe Biden's mother would have been sodomized with a broomstick? Would he have liked Gonzalez if Joe Biden's wife would have been raped, or Joe Biden's son would have been murdered, or Joe Biden's daughter would have had her fingernails pulled out? Would you like him? Would you consider him the real deal, Joe, you monster? You're just like him. And this man is going to be our new attorney general. And I'll tell you why he's going to be. Because the Democratic Party is a sewer. It's worse than the Republicans. Do you understand how bad it's gotten? We expect the Republicans to do this because they are animals from hell. But don't we expect the Democrats to at least stand for something? No, we don't. Not any longer. You're the real deal. I like you, Mr. Gonzalez. You're the real deal. Hey, all this is about your judgment, buddy. Come on, come on. That's all. It's just your judgment. This man is going to be the Attorney General of the United States. Negroponte is the ambassador to Iraq who's setting up death squads. Halliburton is doing business with Iran, and we're going to invade Iran and kill thousands of people there. We have soldiers who are being told they have to go back to Iraq, and they're saying no. Did you hear this story? Is it Ceres, California? C-E-R-E-S? I don't know how it's pronounced. Don't send me an email telling me how it's pronounced. I frankly don't care. But what happened at a liquor store there, okay? A Marine. Around 8 o'clock. When did this happen? Last night. A Marine went into George's Liquors and said he had been shot at, and he asked the clerk to call the police. The police came, and this guy opened fire on him with an assault rifle, the Marine. One officer was killed. Another was hit several times. He's in critical condition. According to the Ceres police chief, the shooting of these officers was premeditated, planned. It was an ambush. The police chief says it shows extreme violence and it shows just how aggressive this shooter was in attacking these officers. The suspect, 19-year-old, fled into a nearby neighborhood, holed up in a home for a short time, then he came out opening fire on officers again. They shot him dead. Andres Rea, U.S. Marine, who had completed a 7-month tour in Iraq. He was on leave from Camp Pendleton, spent the holiday with his family. He was supposed to go back to camp. He was supposed to be sent back to Iraq. His family said their son didn't want to go back to Iraq.
Beast of the Middle East, beast of Islam. Now don't get us wrong, because we love America. But that's no reason to get hysterical. And when you ignore the zero, we ain't wild folks, we ain't having it. In a world going on, it's called the big boy. So much violence in the first place. We're going on all day and night. You time to fight the wrong violent place. Now how many people must get killed?
Oil families pockets to get filled.
How many oil families get killed?
Not a damn one, so what's the deal?
It's time to lead the way and de-escalate. Lose the weapon, come back.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Planet Check. Climate scientist Dan Lashoff gets real about the new book, State of Fear.
Unfortunately, it gets the science completely wrong, and it just uses a lot of misleading quotes and data out of context to argue with what mainstream scientists know about global warming.
Don't believe the hype.
State of Fear just isn't nearly as scary as Jurassic Park was, but what is scary is when people mistake science fiction for science, and Crichton has tried to do that by including footnotes in a bibliography that have led some people to take it seriously.
Now that's a novel idea.
This book is going to be taken up as a sort of neoconservative manifesto by people who believe that environmental problems were invented by environmentalists, but hopefully others won't take it seriously.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-298-3028. 800-298-3028.
We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today.
800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. That's 800-298-3028.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
So thanks to Scott for sending me the story from KCRA television in California about Andres Rhea. Unbelievable. All right, some phone calls here. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Will. I know Will's there.
Last week.
Start over again, Will. Couldn't hear you.
I called you last week.
Yeah.
Talking about the NDP in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you had a chance to check it out.
You know, I haven't, and I apologize. I'm so behind in everything. I got sick, Kathy got sick, and Molly got sick, and we've just been trying to stay sane.
Here you got a Sudafed buzz going there.
Well, I do. My wife and kid wouldn't touch that stuff, but I kind of have to do it so I can talk. Yeah, it's awful. I hate this stuff.
Well, don't buy too much of it. They might think you're running a meth lab.
Yeah, no kidding. oh, God.
Anyway, I wanted to mention another website, standupdemocrats.org. Franken's been advertising it on
standupdemocrats.org?
Yeah.
Okay.
They think the Democratic Party can be salvaged.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
But yeah. They're asking for people to submit ideas on how to salvage the Democratic Party.
Has anyone said get rid of the current leadership?
I don't know. They're gonna forward the top 100 ideas to the new DNC chair and leaders.
Okay. A cynic might consider that to be an exercise in utter futility. I don't know. Standupdemocrats.org, huh?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you just got the word out. Standupdemocrats.org. I think that what needs to be done is the Democratic Party symbolically needs to be murdered. You know, just kill it. Put it out of its misery.
Euthanasia, huh?
Yeah, and just say, Democratic Party, you were a great and wonderful institution. You are now so corrupt that we need to kill you. We need to kill you because your corruption is destroying the country. And then form a new party. We can call it Democratic Party. I don't care what we call it. You know, it can be called Democratic Party. It can be called Lettuce Party. It can be called Cheese Party. It doesn't make any difference. Just as long as people will try to get the country back. But I don't know. I honestly don't know anymore. I know a lot of people on this network are constantly with the Pollyanna, oh, let's go, rah, rah, we can do it, we can do it. And not just on this network, but various web groups and... I don't know anymore. I really don't. I get a lot of emails from people who say they are trying to find a way out of this country. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the people in Germany in the early 30s and mid 30s, most of whom were Jews, not all, who loved their country. They were Germans by birth. They were Jews by religious tradition, what have you. But they were Germans. And they saw what was happening. And this is before Kristallnacht. This is before the assault on the Jews really began. But they saw what was happening. They saw the rise of Hitlerism. They saw the rise of fascism. They saw what happened in Italy with Mussolini. They noticed the Spanish Civil War. They saw the Luftwaffe go to Spain and bomb the hell out of innocent civilians. And you know what they did? They left. They got the hell out. And it was the last group that could. When people finally did try to escape, I mean, my God, you know what happened to the Jews who boarded ocean liners and tried to get out of Germany, and country after country, including the United States, told them to go back and die. Now, where are we? Are we near that now? Are we getting close to that? Are we getting to the point where people who really believe in freedom and liberty and justice and truth and no torture have got to leave this country? I don't know anymore. I don't know. I don't know.
Neither do I.
Well, thanks for checking in, and we will take a look, Will, at standupdemocrats.org. You know what's implied in the name.
Yeah.
That they're lying down.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Will. I appreciate your call. I'm just over the top tonight, right? Huh? Just nothing on this program tonight but hyperbole. You know, the audacity of bringing up El Mazote. That was 20 some years ago. Just because the people in the village, the women and children and old men, were taken out and slaughtered, machine gun and macheted by John Negroponte and Elliot Abrams. If the United States had not wanted that done, it wouldn't happen. And you know where the leaders that ordered that were trained, don't you? Right down here in Georgia, Fort Benning, Georgia, School of the Americas. right? That democracy-loving, freedom-giving nest of murder and blood and death. Right here in Georgia. Right here in the great state of Georgia. Huh? God.
To be self-evident, well, this is evident, yeah. In the American way, you must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people cook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars 24/7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Do you dread spending another season in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Majority Report.
I think what the problem is with a lot of the rapture right is a large degree of people that are undiagnosed depressives, schizophrenics, and various other emotional or soul-sick ailments.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
They are addicted to authoritarian religion in the same way that there have always been sects of the population that cleave to right-wing credos.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. Nick, who's listening in Japan, sent this email. Hey, Mike, remember how we paid for the death squads last time? Cocaine. South America was lousy with the stuff, so we bussed the stuff up to the inner cities, which had been ravaged by Reagan's economic policies. How are we going to fund the death squads this time? Heroin! We're going to bust the stuff from Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, and the rest of the Golden Crescent to our inner cities, which have been ravaged by Georgia's economic policies. And then Nick quotes Marx. History repeats itself. The first time is tragedy, the second time is farce. And Nick says, I hope you can prove me wrong on this, Mike. Signed, Nick from Japan. No, I can't prove you wrong on it at all, Nick. And Scott in Albuquerque wanted me to mention, he sent me a link to the Indianapolis Star, but Scott, I had already gotten the story from GulfNews.com. And black folk in this country will understand this story quicker than we whites. We whites will recognize this as a terrible story, but black people in America who understand the value, the relative value of a black life in this country will get this story right away. Two Iraqis in Baghdad were pushed into the Tigris River, by U.S. forces. One of them died, swept away by the current, And they were the two men were brought on trial in Fort Hood, Texas. They were found guilty, or the sergeant was convicted of aggravated assault for ordering his soldiers to throw the Iraqis into the Tigris River. You know what his sentence was? 6 months. Now, the reason I say black folk will understand this is because the relative value in this country of a non-white life is much less than a white life. Now, that's not just me talking. Remember all those studies about 10, 15 years ago that were trying to point out the unfairness of the death penalty? If a black person is murdered, whether the black person was murdered by a white or another black, doesn't make any difference. His killer has less of a chance of being executed than a white who is murdered by either a white or a black or a Latino, whatever. The point being, and they allowed for different state laws and different regions of the country and economics and all this stuff. But the bottom line was simply that a black life in America is worth a lot less than a white life. Well, if that's true, an Iraqi life is worth 6 months. 6 months. So this guy, Sergeant Tracy Perkins, he was busted one rank, I think. Yeah, where is it? Okay, he was busted one rank. He'll serve 6 months in jail. He doesn't have to give up any pay, I don't think. Let me see. Here's a platoon sergeant. He will reduce from sergeant first class down to what? Master sergeant is what's underneath that? Damn it! Anyway, prosecutors said that one of the Iraqis drowned, the other survived. The sergeant who was going to serve 6 months said the man who drowned had made a gesture of slitting his throat, you know, that little finger across the throat thing, and he decided to have him thrown in to teach him a hard lesson about threatening U.S. troops. The Iraqi man was not armed. He made a gesture. Why am I laughing? Perkins was convicted of two counts of aggravated assault, assault consummated by battery, and obstruction of justice. He was acquitted of involuntary manslaughter. He says he still loves the military and doesn't want to lose his job. He can't wait to get back. Unbelievable. Huh? 6 months. 6 months in jail. Now, see, this was in Gulf News. It was in, and now it's in the Indianapolis Stars. It'll probably show up a couple of paragraphs in American newspapers. But this kind of a story is given front page play in the Middle East. And any attempts on our part through our ambassadors, not Negroponte, you know, he's a blood-drinking vampire, but just regular Americans who try to offset this kind of stuff, it doesn't work. These are the stories. Two Iraqis said, no, these weren't fighters. These weren't soldiers. These weren't insurgents. These weren't freedom fighters. These weren't these were two Iraqi men who just I don't know what took offense at the soldiers bombing and strafing and killing civilians. How many Iraqis did you read over the weekend or towards the end of last week? 14 Iraqis killed in one bombing attack. 5 more killed in another. Civilians just blown to pieces. Blown to pieces. So you can imagine these two Iraqi men, you know, finger crossed the throat when they saw American troops. Like, you know, you bastards, you're killing our people. We hate you. Finger crossed the throat. Someday you'll get yours, whatever the hell that means. So this sergeant had the men scooped up, taken to a bridge, and tossed in the river, and one of them drowned. One of them drowned. What would happen in this country if some off-duty soldiers threw somebody in a river and drowned him? Well, we had an off-duty soldier in Cerise, California, who went to a liquor store and said he was being shot at. When the police showed up, he opened fire, and they shot him dead. They executed him on the streets of Cerise, California. Executed him. This guy gets 6 months. Wow. Okay, LaShonda is calling from Austin, Texas. LaShonda, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I was calling back to talk about the dogs and the ones that are starving in Iraq, the bomb-sniffing dogs that don't have any food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That story that you sent me last week, that's another example of Kellogg Brownie Root or Halliburton. No dog food sent, and the story said that these dogs were forced to eat garbage. I would imagine they get hungry enough to eat corpses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't understand.
And these are American dogs. These are red blooded American dogs who pray every morning and say the Pledge of Allegiance and emphasize under God. So they're good dogs. They're not filthy Iraqi dogs. These are good dogs, right?
These are good dogs. These are red-blooded George Bush-loving dogs.
That's right.
But they can't get anything to eat. And what's kind of tripping me out about this is that they have goggles, but they don't have food.
Goggles?
They have goggles to protect them from the Iraqi sand, but they don't have food. That would be as almost as if I saw you standing on the street and I say, hey, there's Mike Malloy and he looks hungry. Let me go buy him a coat.
Hey, look, a hungry dog is an alert dog. You know, you keep him hungry, keep him real hungry, and then when you say, get him, to an Iraqi, the dog thinks you're talking about lunch.
Oh, man, I didn't think about it like that. That's terrible.
Well, that's how we do it in this country now. It doesn't make any difference if it's kids, dogs, old ladies, old men. It doesn't matter. You know, we just butcher them. We just butcher them. Butcher them.
What I don't understand is how come PETA isn't involved in this? I mean, they show up all the time when it's something that's big, media, Hollywood, but something like this that needs to be called to the public's attention, I'm on their website right now, and there's nothing on here about that.
Well, raise hell with them, LaShonda. Send them a letter.
Believe me, I will.
Send them an email. To tell them that America hates them for not speaking out or something. I can't tell you what to say, but, yeah, I would say something. You're damn right, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah,
say. Send them an email.
All right, Mike, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, LaShonda, thanks. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening. Marcelo is calling from Santa Barbara, California, I guess that is. Hey, Marcelo.
Hey, Mike. I'm a big fan of your show. I used to call you a lot when you were in the other station.
Oh, yeah? Well, good to hear from you again, Marcelo.
Yeah, it's great to see you back in Indiana. You know,
sure.
Anyway, I agree with you about 100% of everything you say, but except when you criticize the Democrats in the Senate, because the Senate, they have to represent the whole state, so you can't really elect people as left-wing as Dennis Kucinich, people like, I really love Dennis Kucinich, you know, but we just don't get elected to the Senate. So when you say that people like Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton were not real Democrats, I don't feel that that helps the Democratic Party or the country.
Oh, my God, Marcelo, I'm not here to help the Democratic Party. I'm here to kill it. I want to put I want to help the Democratic Party. I want to put a stake in its heart. I want it to writhe around on the floor and scream and have blood trickle out of its mouth and then die in convulsions. That's what I want to see happen to the Democratic Party. Let me tell you something, Marcelo. When you say that the senators represent the whole state, you're right. Do you think that the people in the state of New York or the state of California want to have representing them senators who say it's good to torture people? Yes, sir. Yeah. No. Wait, Marcel. Do you think that that's what the people in New York want? They want senators to say it's good to torture people. Yes or no?
No, and I don't.
Okay. Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer are saying by their silence that it's good to torture people.
Well, you're probably right on that.
Okay.
They have to get elected.
Well, I don't care. If their job is to get elected, Marcelo, my job is to see that they're exposed as the filthy, hypocritical sycophants that they are. Marcelo, thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Got a boogie here, pal. We got a break. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here? Just drive me crazy.
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
A soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Paul is calling from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wrote your letter. I don't know whether you got it or not. I had to write to New York because I don't know your address, obviously, there.
Well, here, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to send me, snail mail, send it to P.O. Box 238, Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, Georgia.
Yeah, D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Decatur, Georgia, and the zip is 30031.
30031.
31. Right.
In the letter, I was talking about the show you had with the teens calling in.
Oh, yeah.
It was great, one of the best things I ever heard on the radio.
Yeah, we're going to do that again.
Too bad they can't vote.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to see some of them running for office.
I hear that.
And then I wrote to the president of WLIB.
Uh-huh.
I suggested a new schedule. Rowan, Franken and Rowe from 10 to 1, Malloy and Garofalo from 1 to 6.
When you got Randy on?
I got her on with Franken.
Oh, okay.
10 to 1.
What about
Sam? I heard Rowe do a four-hour soliloquy.
What about Sam Cedar, though?
Well, Sam, he can go on with, let's see, one of those broads that come in the morning with that guy Chuck.
One of those broads.
Then you talk about the Democratic Party after that psychopath Nixon beat Humphrey.
Yeah.
I didn't vote again for 32 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I voted against Bush out of, I voted in 2000 out of hatred for Bush.
Yeah.
I couldn't vote for Kerry because he voted for Bush's dirty war.
Yeah.
And I think we need to do one thing is get rid of this DLC, this Fromm.
Yeah. Oh,
FBI,
yeah.
And the Clintons.
Yeah.
That crew. Get them the hell out of there. And another thing, you got to win the next the off elections in 60. I mean, 06.
Mm-hmm.
Either the House, the Senate, or both. That would stop Bush. Maybe using Social Security. That ought to be a good issue.
But what about the touchscreen voting? What about these three companies that provide 90%, if not 100%, of the voting machines? All three companies are tied to the Bush crime family, and all three countries are tied to the Christian fundamentalist right, and all three companies are known to use fraud and deception. Now, what happens in 2006 when we all go to vote?
Well, by this time, I would think... they haven't learned by now how to overcome this. They never will.
Well, you know how to overcome it. I know how to overcome it. The people listening to this program know how to overcome it. But we don't determine. The Secretary of the various states determines what sort of voting system is going to be used. And since most secretaries of state in the United States are Republican, that means that most states are going to use touch screen voting. Which means most states will produce fraudulent election returns. And the thing that concerns me mightily, Paul, is the 2006 election when all the Republicans need is five more seats in the Senate, and then they become filibuster-proof. They have a supermajority, and they can do anything they want. Now... it kind of doesn't matter right now anyway, even though it's a split, they have a 10-seat majority. It doesn't matter because there are no Democrats, there are no Democrats in the Senate who resist the Republican neoconservative, neo-Nazi machine that is chewing everything up. There's not a single Republican. Barbara Boxer made an effort to protest the election, but I'll bet you dollars to donut holes that Barbara Boxer and Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton will vote yes on the confirmation of Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General.
Where's Paul Wellstone when you need him?
You
think at least Byrd would stand up. He was the only one that stood up and said anything during the war, the early months of the war.
I think Senator Byrd has had enough. He's in his mid or late 80s. He said this is his last term in the Senate. I'm guessing that Byrd just sees the writing on the wall and says, well, it was a grand experiment. It lasted 230 years. It's over.
Do you think this Valerie Plame case will come up in this century?
No. Valerie Plame case is a dead deal.
One more thing. There's been 19 elections in my lifetime.
Uh-huh.
10 Democrat wins and 9 Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? All the winners were white male capitalist Christians. And so are the losers.
Yeah.
Greg Wallace was right. A lot of times worth the difference between them.
I hear you. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in.
All right,
sir. Appreciate your call. Catherine is calling from New York. Hey, Catherine.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going.
Okay. I just want to tell you, I read this book by George Soros, and this whole thing about invading Iraq was approached under the first Bush, and then they wrote a letter to Clinton. They wrote this chart or whatever they want to call it. And it's a statement of principles saying basically that we should have to become a world power again. And
hey, Catherine, you want to hold on?
Sure.
Okay, I'll put you on hold and we'll come back because you've only been talking for 28 seconds and I'd hate to just say, hey, got to go. So hold on, Catherine, we'll come back to you next. Quick break here, folks. Have another hour coming up, so if you want to get it said, come on, call in. It's 866-303-2270. There's one open line. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here to just drive me crazy?
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24-7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
In America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. More than 150 rescue workers are searching for people who may have been buried by a massive mudslide in Southern California. At least one person died and about a dozen are unaccounted for. The hillside in the Ventura County community of La Conchita collapsed onto a neighborhood after being saturated by days of heavy rain. Fire Chief Bob Roper says he's heard that the victims who were rescued had managed to get into narrow pockets of space where they could survive being buried by the mudslide.
The crews were able to go in there, get that off of them, and they had to go in with chainsaws and cut the walls away from the victim.
At least 10 people have now died in weather-related incidents over the past few days in California. A roadside bomb destroyed an American tank and killed 2 U.S. soldiers in Baghdad on Monday. 4 other soldiers were hurt in the blast. President Bush says American workers in South Asia are doing a great job. He praised U.S. aid workers, saying the agency has been at the center of, quote, one of history's greatest displays of compassion. After a White House meeting with Secretary of State Colin Powell, Bush said steps are being taken to ensure that relief money gets to where it's supposed to go. President Bush says he is pleased with Palestinians' decisive election of Mahmoud Abbas. Julie Donnelly reports from Washington.
Mahmoud Abbas has won over 60% of the vote to become the next Palestinian leader following the death of Yasser Arafat. The overall turnout was lower than expected, particularly in Ramallah. Both Jihad and Hamas had asked their supporters to boycott the election. Nonetheless, the American president is encouraged by the result. He says his goal is an independent Palestinian state by the end of his second term.
I look forward to talking with him at the appropriate time
I look forward to welcoming him here to Washington if he chooses to come here. I look forward to helping to make sure that the conference in London, a conference all aimed at helping the Palestinians develop the institutions necessary to support Abu Mazen's vision of a peaceful, active, vibrant state to become reality.
Julie Donnelly, Washington.
Delta Airlines plans to eliminate meals for flight crews on some flights by April 1st. This forces flight attendants and pilots to bring their own food on board. Delta has announced they'll also cut the amount of attendance on some flights, as well as cutting 7,000 jobs as it continues a restructuring plan to stave off bankruptcy. Delta flight attendant Al Corey says these changes will make for a tough situation.
They're going to be turning these airplanes around real quickly. Well, guess what? You don't get to get off the airplane. You have 12, 13-hour work day Sunday. Well, there's nothing to eat at all. You know, you have to ask people, bring me something to eat, please. You know.
Delta plans to cut the number of flight attendants on cross-ocean flights on Boeing 767s by 1 to 7. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating Delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order liquid sleep now, and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, it's our gloomiest show ever. Firebrand Mark Crispin Miller will be here. He's a professor of media studies at New York University, and he's still not over the election of 2004. Narina Hertz, an expert on globalization, will explain how debt is destroying the developing world. And for dessert, author Mark Danner will talk about torture. All on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Back to Catherine, who has called in from New York. Now, where were we, Catherine?
I was just telling you about Soros's book,
right.
George Soros. And in it, it's basically, this was kind of put out there in the first Bush administration, that the military complex, corporation, all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
But now he goes through it again. They write this letter to Clinton in 98, giving him reasons why we should basically invade Iraq and
sure.
go back to Reaganite military kind of responsibility, bringing democracy around the world. And it's just amazing that...
Well, Clinton, if you remember, Clinton said no, and immediately after that, all of a sudden, Monica Lewinsky showed up.
Yeah. And the guys on the letter, you mentioned this guy, Elliot Abrams, and it's Dan Quayle, Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Elliot Cohen, you know, the usual suspects, and, of course, Paul Wolfowitz at the bottom of the letter.
Right.
But it's amazing because I guess basically what they were doing is trying to sell product. There was no war going on anywhere, so what they did is they just recreated the Reaganite, Nixonian kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you've said in the last couple of weeks, I listen to all the time, it is kind of frightening, and a lot of my friends are questioning. They have children. They're like, you know, where do we go from here? Okay, the election was possibly a fix. You know, we still don't know about that. But I spent the whole week this week calling the White House, calling up these senators. And to tell you the truth, I don't know if I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton if she runs the Senate or the White House, because I'm very disappointed in her not having a backbone last week and standing up to, you know, why was it just one woman out in California that did all the footwork for these people?
Hillary Clinton is very conservative. I won't even call her a Democrat. I don't think Bill Clinton was a Democrat.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was, I've said it before, and I think a lot of people agree, he was a Republican who just didn't have the hardcore, not all the hardcore destructiveness that most Republicans have, although he did have some. And he happened to ride the wave and encourage, he did encourage, the economic uptick that this country experienced during his 8 years. But you know what the joke was, and the ultimate joke was on us, the American public, was NAFTA that Clinton pushed and signed into law. And look at how many jobs, how many people, especially in the so-called Rust Belt, how many people in the Midwest, how many factories in New Jersey have closed, how many factories have they've moved overseas, this constant push to the bottom. You know, why pay a working man or woman in New Jersey with benefits and everything $40 an hour when you can get the same job done in China for $40 a month?
Well, Mike, it's like what you said the other night about why the Republican Party in the South became strong is because all the white Democrats who couldn't handle, you know, the race car down there.
Right.
It's the same thing with, like, moving people and, I mean, moving jobs out of the country. We're going full circle back to just creating a slave market. It's basically all these countries, it's cheap labor, no unions, and that's what this is all about. It's almost like this country's going back.
Yeah.
To basically 100 years ago before, you know, industrialization got to the point where it is. And it's really sad because a lot of my friends who are in my age group, we just don't even know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't, like voting used to be like an uptick, and now that's just a horror show. It's like, what's going to happen next? I don't know.
I hear you. I hear you.
And I don't think it's about parties. I really think it's about people getting their heads out of there, you know what, and seeing what's going on in Washington, and it's frightening because I think we're leaning towards kind of a fascist kind of lifestyle.
I think we're there. Catherine, thanks.
All right. Stay
in touch, okay?
Take care of yourself.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. Aaron is calling from Chicago. Aaron, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program. Hey, Aaron.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I apologize.
No problem.
Hi. You know what? Talk me into staying in this country because I am just done.
You've had it, huh?
I can't tell you. I worked very, very hard for the election, and I just, I don't see any hope. I almost see no hope.
I can't do that. I'm undecided right now. If somebody says to me, you know, I've had enough, I'm leaving the country, there's nothing I can say. If somebody says, I've had enough, I'm going to stay here and fight, there's nothing I can say. If somebody says, I've had enough, but to hell with it, I'm checking out of this mentally and emotionally, I don't know what to say, you know?
Right.
So I wish I could give you something. One of any of those three ways, a lot of folks say, look, stay here, build a new party, kill the Democratic Party before it, you know, spawns more disappointment and,
exactly.
and dishonor. Kill it and put together a new party. Don't count on the established Democratic Party anymore to provide leadership or to defeat these Republican thugs. So I guess people can still make good arguments for all three points. Drop out, stay and fight, leave. You know, I'm sure. So
I belong to a few groups. You know, Democracy for America, and I go to meetings, and I have house parties, and I really want to, and I just it almost seems hopeless. Anyway, I.
Well, I wish there was something I could say. You know, I feel that sometimes too. That same that hopeless feeling. I really do, and I think part of the reason for me, you know, I've got five grown children. I have, they're all adults. The youngest one is 26. The oldest one is like 40. I've got five grandchildren. Okay, and if it stopped there, I might be able to, you know, come up with a more definitive answer. But here's the catch. I also have a baby who in a week will be 6 months old.
Hopefully.
Now what do I do? Do I take this baby and move to a different country? Do I stay here? My wife and I stay here and try to continue to struggle again. You know, I don't know. I honestly believe, Kathy and I were talking about this the other day, if Molly were 10 instead of 6 months old, it might be easier to make a decision.
Right.
I'm not sure what to do. I sometimes think, well, I just want to move to a real liberal area in New York, or a real liberal area in Chicago, and just hang out with liberal people and drink coffee and talk about it and go to meetings and sign
right.
petitions and right. you know, and I think, no, I can't do that because I have to work for a living.
But I live in a liberal area in Chicago, and I do all those things, and it's wonderful. And again, I have two grown children, 22 and 29, and I'm planning a trip to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Next, about 3 months, and I called my son and I said I want to go, and I told my girlfriend that I'm going with, and I said, you know, I could live there. So anyway, when I told my son where I wanted to go and would he come with me, and he said, oh, I could live there.
Yeah.
It's just ironic. What they're doing in Venezuela is what we should be doing here.
Well, obviously, you know, you did everything right in this last election. I'm sure you know that. I hear you when you talk about how you worked in the last election, the websites that you work on, too. The neocons stole it again, so it's definitely not you. If people do decide to stay here, people with energy on the progressive left, the only way we'll ever get our democracy back is to join a new political party that will actually do something about these voting machines, that will actually put candidates out there who are not right-wing clones or Republican light. So, you know, it's just going to require some, I hate this term, but it's going to require some soul searching, right?
Right. No, I agree. But there just comes a point. Even my friends that feel the same way I do are, you know, they're going to fight in little tiny incremental ways. And I'm too old. You know, I'm not going to see the end of it. And I do want to see.
Yeah.
Democracy or real freedom in my life, and I tell you, it's gone.
I know that's.
And I live in you know, in the, hate to say it, a blue state and a blue county, and I live in a wonderful town.
Right.
But my daughter had to drop out of school because her financing is gone.
Oh no,
no, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
I hate to be futile. You know, I'm scared to death.
I know, we got to think.
I want to live out the rest of my years in a free country.
We got to think. We got to think it through. Thanks, Aaron. Take care. We'll talk again.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. That's why doctors trust Aleve. So read the label and talk to your doctor about Aleve. Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Tonight, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here? Just drive me crazy.
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. Tonight, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million! Yes!
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Jared is calling from Brooklyn. Jared, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike Malloy. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
Was that widespread panic at your last break there?
Yeah.
Love that band. Anyway, I kind of disagree with you about splitting up the Democratic Party. I hate to say it, but I think I understand why a lot of the Democrats are quiet.
Yeah?
I just think America's become really dumb. I think through 20, 25 years of, like, right-wing talk show, I hate to say it, that right-wing talk show has brainwashed people into minimalizing all these kind of issues.
No, there's a lot of truth.
All these issues have been minimalized through 25 years of right-wing stereotypes.
Jared, hold on, man. Yeah, there's a lot of truth in what you say, but it's not just talk radio. That has been one of the major culprits. But television news. I mean, television news, for God's sake.
I mean, in the mid-'80s, they started attacking environmental issues, saying that was tree-hugging, and they used it subversively in comedy. Not just through, like, Rush Limbaugh types, but television programs, even stuff like professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying at this point, I think a lot of the Democrats understand this, and they're afraid of using these issues.
Well, yeah.
Are you kind of following what I'm saying? It's kind of late, but you're kind of following what I'm trying to say.
Oh, sure. It's not just media. It's also, look what's happened to our education. We have an awful lot of teachers and school administrators.
People really look at things in these myopic viewpoints.
Yeah, they're terrified.
8%, like a right-winger will say, what if they raped your family in relation to something like Abu Ghraib? It has nothing. It's the two things. It's inequivocal, you know what I mean? But it's all become these easy answers. And I think people like Hillary Clinton are saying, if we say anything about Abu Ghraib, we're going to lose that voting base. It isn't; these aren't even Christian fanatics. These are just regular people. And a lot of them just think in a simple way.
Yeah, that's very true.
And
Jared, thanks for...
It started in the mid-'80s. I could name the first person right-wing talk show host.
Yeah.
On television, Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, he was so
remember
terrible.
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
He made liberals the evil of the earth.
Yeah,
and
that's,
it's been going on for, like, I'd say 21, 22 years nonstop.
Yeah, I hear
but
you.
But I like what you do. Enjoy it. Enjoy your program.
Thanks, Jared. You have a nice evening. I appreciate you checking in. It gets weird sometimes when we're talking here on the program and maybe a caller can't hear us. I know it sounds terrible to people listening. The other thing, Jared, we don't educate kids in our schools. You know, it's not just media. Can't fund a history class because we got to teach to the tests, math and reading. I never was taught to a test. Oh, Jesus, I'm talking about ancient history here. What the hell am I using myself for? My son, Chris, who's 26, when he was 16 years ago, when he was in middle school, he wasn't taught to take a test either. But that's, you know, that's what's going on now. We don't teach our kids what they need. We teach them how to take tests. Plus, and the big culprit here, mass media, easy target, right? But it's true. The mass media's sole function is to make sure we remain the perfect little consumers that we have been taught to be now since the end of World War II. There was no such thing prior to the end of World War II. You know, we had 3 million soldiers come back, and all of a sudden, everybody wanted a house and a washing machine and a car. And, you know, the advertisers saw, well, look, let's create need, right? So we got to fuel this giant consumer economy. If it means maxing out credit cards, mortgaging our homes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So get out there. What kids are taught in school, directly and indirectly, is to support this huge. You know, I've got nothing. I've got no complaint against owning a house or a car. You really don't own it. You know, you might possess it for a while, and then it possesses you, and then you die. House doesn't die, you do. You know, so your kids get it or whatever. But, you know, the only reason television programs exist, and I'm including the good ones, like Desperate Housewives, the only reason they exist is to sell us stuff. That's all, you know. The radio, television, the commercials pay for the programs. And, again, you can make an argument that there's nothing wrong with that if you want to. I think audio commercials, I don't have any problem. Well, that's because you work in radio, Mike. Visual commercials are killers, aren't they? Huh? Aren't they? How many times have you want an example? Quick example, how many times are you sitting home, you're watching television, and, you know, it's even become part of the vernacular now, a Kodak moment. How many? Kodak was the first one that did it, right? Those commercials, you're sitting there, you're feeling good, you're eating a bowl of popcorn, you know, your spouse went out to bring a couple more beers in, and they show one of these commercials, and next thing you know, you're crying. Because you are so manipulable. So am I. That's one of the reasons I try not to watch television. I go to the History Channel. I do. I watch the History Channel. What the hell? You know, let's the Hitler Channel. Watch war. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Shout the last word. Put your wrist out the pasture. Drop your IQ. That's what I do. My advice to girls and guys who want to be a Nobel Prize finalist. Rocket scientists, try applying this. Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on with stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for The Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Randy Rhodes.
And I think that the best resolution you can make is to stop beating yourself up and wondering, why am I fat? You're fat because they can't sell you food fast enough on TV. You understand that? And now they're going to mix the food commercials with fitness commercials, and you're going to sit there and you're going to be so full of self-loathing that by comparison, Bush looks good. I can't have it. You got to start from the inside out. Forget your body. It's only the physical.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. From one of our listeners in Australia now, who's an American who moved to Australia. Erin in Chicago, this is for you. She writes, Dear Erin, you can leave. It feels good to leave. I left when Reagan got his second term. But I'll tell you something that happens. When you care, and I can tell that you do, you can never entirely leave. A part of you will hang on and die the death, for it is a death, anyway. I'm just about as many miles away as one can get, and it doesn't hurt any less to watch the empire fall. Jennifer. So there you go, Erin. And that reminds me, Jennifer writing from Australia, what did I just read? Not that the two countries are the same, but New Zealand is close to Australia, relatively speaking. And it turns out that New Zealand was one of the countries that provided chemicals for the U.S. military in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. That chemicals that were combined to make Agent Orange, and the right-wing government that was in control, I guess it was right-wing, if I read the story right, it was in control of New Zealand at the time, kept it quiet, and when the liberals came in, they kept it quiet. And now it's coming out. There's an organization in New Zealand, I'm drawing a blank, New Zealand First, I think. And it's on the internet. You can find it. But it turns out that this country of 2 million people and 20 million sheep were co-conspirators with the United States in turning Vietnam into the hellish place that it is now. And American soldiers who were exposed to Agent Orange, who have been struggling and trying, in some instances, for 30 years, 35 years. You know, American soldiers that were young men and now are, for all intents and purposes, old men, who are suffering from all sorts of diseases. Now, a lot of people say, well, to hell with them, it serves them right. Come on, you know, they maybe that's the case for some folks, but how many folks were working with Agent Orange, had no idea that they were killing themselves and guaranteeing that their children would be born with birth defects? Of course, nobody stopped to consider what they were doing to the Vietnamese. Oh, don't worry about it. This is just a defoliant. You know, we're going to dump this all over the country and all the trees will go away and then we can kill them. So Agent Orange, you know, something that didn't exist, just like Gulf War syndrome doesn't exist from using depleted uranium. And we have an entire class of veterans now who are suffering hideous, hideous effects of being in a combat zone where depleted uranium was used. Americans that come home, and because they have been so genetically damaged by exposure to depleted uranium, they conceive with their wives and they have babies, and the babies are hideously deformed, or the babies die, or the babies are born with all sorts of diseases. And of course, the United States government, through the Veterans Administration, says, no, there's no connection. We don't care about your deformed baby. We could care less. We got from you what we wanted, and that was your body in Iraq the first time to protect the Saudi oil fields and the Kuwaiti oil fields. So if you have a child now who has no arms, we don't care. Why should we care? And the situation in Vietnam, of course, was horrifying. And like so much of these toxic materials, substances, whether they're depleted uranium or hideous chemicals, you don't find out, right? You don't find out until years later. And all of a sudden you have a whole group of Americans who are not able, for the most part, to dodge the draft, who were drafted. Now, there were a lot that signed up and went voluntarily, I understand. But I think it's safe to say they were not the majority. And they went over based on Lyndon Johnson's lies and slaughtered 2 million Vietnamese and took casualties in the dead Americans, 58,000. Whoever was held responsible for that? Robert McNamara? Man. So now it turns out that New Zealand, you know, Hobbits, Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings, New Zealand, was instrumental in this hideous, hideous chemical poisoning over Southeast Asia. Oh, well. Sorry, got sidetracked. Never mind. Rod is calling from New York City. Rod, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, I'm glad I got you.
Yes, you did.
I can't tell you. I feel like you're saying, and your callers are saying exactly how I'm feeling. I'm always admonished every time I say the smallest criticism of what I like to call my party, the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh.
But how do you answer these appeasers and, these, like you said, the Pollyannas? I mean, you know, we are in ruins, and no one wants to open their eyes.
Well, that's when it's time to, you know, when I talk about murdering the
yes.
Democratic Party, you know, I don't
have
the,
I loved it.
I don't have the power to do that, neither do you. So you just walk away from it. Well, you kill it. I'll tell you how you murder the Democratic Party. Stop feeding it. stop giving it money. Now, I'm not saying you do, but I got an email tonight from somebody who said they got the latest fundraising letter from the Democratic Party. It was signed by, what's his name, the Raging Cajun.
Oh, Carville.
Carville. And, it's a pitch for money, and my emailer wrote back and more or less said, go screw yourself. You know, I'm not contributing anymore.
Frankly, I don't even think it's worth the stamp.
Right. Well, it's just a shame. It's a shame to see. For me, it's a shame. For somebody else, it's not a shame. For me, it's a shame to see the Democratic Party turn into what it has turned into in the course of my lifetime. Now, I just said Lyndon Johnson. That's in my lifetime. But I'm talking about when I was a wee lad, too young to even know which end was up. The Democratic Party was still a good party. But starting around, in the late 50s, early 60s, it started to go to hell. And it took them 40 years, but they finally did it. And it's to the point now where this Democratic Party is not the party I knew when I was a lad growing up. And that's assuming, or, I mean, that's acknowledging that as a kid growing up, there was probably a lot of crap going on I didn't know about. But to me, as a kid growing up, the Democratic Party meant unions. The unions meant good jobs. The good jobs meant that people ate and had an apartment or a house, and you could go to school, and you got a bicycle on Christmas. And you understand what I'm saying?
Also, in the 60s, civil rights sort of had a lot of...
Right, and your senator wasn't voting for torture.
But we evolved. I mean, that's encouraging to think about. Civil rights actually had us evolve. I want to know how I can stay pragmatic and creative and put my energies to something without having my head in the clouds.
Well, you live in a city where there's a lot of creative energy, Rod. So it'll come to you. It'll figure out. You'll figure it out. Everybody will figure this out. Like I said, to me, there's three options: for the Democratic Party, bail out completely, bail out of the country is what I'm saying. Not just the Democratic Party. Stay here and reorganize a new one. But for people who are sick of the Democratic Party, you don't have to actively kill it. You can be passive. Just don't send it any money. Let it die. It's no good.
What happens when it comes to vote? The middlers like Schumer and Hillary Clinton.
Well, this was the complaint I had against.
I've got to vote for them. I can't not vote for them.
Well, then do what you have to do, pal. what can I say? If you can't not vote for them, then you're kind of perpetuating the problem. I used to raise hell with the Green Party and Nader, because Nader stepped out, wanted to be president, and what I said was, what the Greens should do is do like they did in Europe. They didn't try to become chancellor or prime minister. They worked on a local level. They worked on village councils. They worked on different political subdivisions. They got elected this and elected that, and they got into parliaments, and they got this, and they built a party. So what to do? What to do if you don't want to vote Democratic and you don't know what to do? You go to work for candidates, your borough president. In a different area, it'd be county commissioners, and then you get somebody elected to Congress, and then you get somebody elected to your state legislature, and then you get 10 somebodies of this new party, and you build your power base. And you sound like a young guy, Rod, because I'm talking 20 years, pal. I'm talking 20 years. It's not going to change overnight. If you want to fight, go for it. But
I'll let you.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. Quick.
None of that means anything if we don't get to vote again.
Well, there you go. You got to work on that. That's the first thing. Rod, I got to go. Thanks for checking in, pal. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
A Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today. Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve, with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew, Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, Linda Blake in New York, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall in suburban New York, Ben Birch in Illinois, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief, and Catherine Bay, who's about 6 feet from me here, our executive producer. Check out airamericaradio.com, all right? And check out my site, mikemalloy.com. Ah. Lynn is calling from Washington. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I just cannot believe how many people of the Democratic Party just don't get it. Just because a representative has a D behind their name does not mean that they are not a Republican in sheep's clothing.
Thank you.
You say it over and over, and I don't understand how you do this night after night. I commend you. It is so obvious. And now that the Republicans are in control, who's to say the next time they will make their own selection, maybe again, mm-hmm. and they will make sure that these so-called Democrats have shot themselves in the foot by not speaking up, the true ones. You've got to look at it as it is. Action speaks louder than words.
Always have, always will.
And the people need to look at their voting records. That is the action. They are in sheep's clothing. Wake up, people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I last week before that vote protesting the certification of the presidential election, I said, you know, there probably won't be one senator. I wonder if there'll be one senator, blah, blah, blah. Turns out Barbara Boxer is the only one on the Senate side who stood up. And, you know, you talk about having your faith restored. If there would have been 10 or 15 or 20 United States senators with a D after their name who would have joined Barbara Boxer and joined those representatives and said, look, we're not trying to cause any real trouble here, but we agree. But nobody. Barbara Boxer, one person, not Ted Kennedy, not Russ Feingold, not Hillary Clinton, nobody. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. To hell with them.
Well, I don't know. It's bad. It's just people need to wake up. You're doing all that you can do, and you're doing a fantastic job. And it must be draining because it's just. It's got to be draining.
No, Lynn, it's okay. It's okay, really. You know, we're doing fine. I appreciate your enthusiasm for our program here, but it's cool. It really is. I promise you, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, Lynn.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for checking in. Yeah. Jack is calling from Mississippi. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine. I think the Republicans are beating us at our own game. That is that the problem with the Democratic Party is that we've tend to promote it from the top down instead of from the bottom up.
Well, you know, the other thing I was just thinking when Lynn was talking, the Republicans know how to use symbolism. They know how to make symbolic gestures. Had 15 Democratic senators walked out or stood with Barbara Boxer, it wouldn't have done anything, but it would have been powerful symbolism. Republicans, the Republican leadership, they keep telling their fools that, you know, vote for us and we're going to stop the queers, and vote for us and we're going to stop abortion, and vote for us and we're going to keep prayer in the school and the Ten Commandments on the public square. And they've been promising that over and over and over, and these fools keep voting for them, and the Republican leadership, you know, they do nothing. You know what has been banned from the inaugural now? Here's what's been banned from the parade route. Bicycles, crates, coffins, cages, statues, and crosses. Now, for obvious reasons, the Bush crime family, this is the most hated president in the history of the world, American president. So they're banning all this stuff because people can use those structures to raise hell, cause trouble. But the mouth-breathing Christian right now, they're saying, wait a second, why don't they ban the Star of David? Well, the Star of David you wear around your neck. You understand what I'm saying? So now they're starting to see what we already know, that the Bush crime family, they don't give a tinker's damn about this phony, fake Christianity that these Focus on the Family and Jerry Falwell types promote, and that the so-called red state America just sucks up like kittens at a plate of cream. The Bush crime family couldn't care less. Christ ain't nothing but a picture on a calendar to these people. So now they've banned the cross. Which is probably good policy, but the right-wing Christians are starting to feel betrayed. Oh, isn't that a shame?
Can I interject?
Yeah, you can.
Well, you've got radicals on one side and reactionaries on the other, and you know, it seems like that's all we tend to hear. We as Democrats, we hear the worst of the Republican Party, and that's what we believe. But we know there's a hidden agenda, and then they listen to us and they hear the left.
They hear somebody like
me. So far to the left that they think, well, you know, that's the Democratic Party, and it's not. It's not any more than that's the Republican Party. The problem is the people in the middle are those who are trying to be sensible, I guess, but who have, you know, good political agendas that are going to promote this country and move it ahead are not being heard.
Well, you may be right there. Jack, I'm sorry, I have to leave it there. There's the music. I just thanks for checking in, pal. I just remember what Jim Hightower said one time as far as the middle. The only thing you find in the middle of the road is a yellow line and dead armadillos. So, you know, I'll stay on the radical left for as long as I can. Although a lot of left-wingers think I'm moderate. Thanks for checking in tonight. Thanks for participating, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. More than 150 rescue workers are searching for people who may have been buried by a massive mudslide in Southern California. At least one person died and about a dozen are unaccounted for. The hillside in the Ventura County community of La Conchita collapsed onto a neighborhood after being saturated by days of heavy rain. Fire Chief Bob Roper says he's heard that the victims who were rescued had managed to get into narrow pockets of space where they could survive being buried by the mudslide.
The crews were able to go in there, get that off of them, and they had to go in with chainsaws and cut the walls away from the victim.
At least 10 people have now died in weather-related incidents over the past few days in California. A roadside bomb destroyed an American tank and killed two U.S. soldiers in Baghdad on Monday. Four other soldiers were hurt in the blast. President Bush says American workers in South Asia are doing a great job. He praised U.S. aid workers, saying the agency has been at the center of, quote, one of history's greatest displays of compassion. After a White House meeting with Secretary of State Colin Powell, Bush said steps are being taken to ensure that relief money gets to where it's supposed to go. President Bush says he is pleased with Palestinians' decisive election of Mahmoud Abbas. Julie Donnelly reports from Washington.
Mahmoud Abbas has won over 60% of the vote to become the next Palestinian leader following the death of Yasser Arafat. The overall turnout was lower than expected,